Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. A new year, a new show, a new soundtrack or background nasheed, theme nasheed, as Muhammad Bilal would say. And we hope you enjoyed. It's a bubbly one that we've chosen. I sat with Tufail listening to a couple of them to choose which one would be ideal, and I think this one has a bubbly effect, so hopefully you'll get used to it as we go along. Obviously, coming up in a few seconds time, we're joined by Ronald Evergy for the verbal fitness sessions. He'll put us through our paces for the workout, and thereafter joined by life coach Sumaya Kuvadia, and we are discussing the topic today about, yesterday we discussed New Year's resolutions, and we realized goals are not time defined. So today we're going to be discussing, you know, how to clean out your emotional inner landscape. So how do you clean out your emotional inner landscape? Let us know. SMS 48855, WhatsApp 072-786-1548, or Twitter at EJAZ_K. Time to welcome Ronald to the show. Yes, you can send your questions as well to Ronald on those very same mediums we've just announced. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ronald Evergy.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother, how are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you today, my man?
Alhamdulillah, so far so good.
Brilliant stuff. So, what do you have in store for us in terms of a workout today?
Oh man, this week it's just focused on mixing and matching a biryani of exercises to really, you know, stimulate different muscle groups in the body. But, you know, it's a healthier biryani, so let's get going with it.
Let's go, we're all set. Muhammad Bilal is warming up on the outside as well.
Wow, I'm so Muhammad Bilal, I'm impressed, my brother. Alright, so from every other brother, we're going to try a few different exercises, okay? So I want you to stand away from the table.
Yep.
Okay? And you're going to do the inchworm. Now the inchworm is when you stand with your feet hip width apart, yep. And you got to keep your tummy tight. So basically you're pulling yourself towards yourself, okay?
Okay.
I want you to keep your knees straight. Bend from the waist and place your fingertips on the ground. And then you walk your hands, keeping your knees straight forward into a push-up position. And then you quickly walk your hands back towards your feet, and then you stand up. Make sense?
It does, yes.
All right, so standing up. Remember, bend from the waist, put your hands on the floor, knees straight, walk your hands as far forward into a push-up position, then walk your hands quickly back and stand up. But all the time, you're keeping your knees straight without bending it, okay? Like, this is too easy for you semi-professionals like Muhammad Bilal and Brother Ijaz. What you could always do to make it harder is add a push-up when you are in the position of a push-up.
Okay.
So you drop the hands down, knees straight, walk the hands forward, do a push-up, walk the hands back and stand up. You do that for at least 20 repetitions, my brother. It's a beautiful exercise to create flexibility in the hamstrings and the hips, lower back, strengthen the upper body, and of course, tightening up on the core and the tummy. Okay?
Right.
Once you're done with that, what you're then going to do is this, is known as the uppercut. So you're going to stand with your feet wide, shoulder width apart, mm-hmm. hands in front of you, tight fists. And I want you to do uppercuts, so you're hitting someone in their chin in front of you, okay?
Okay.
You're going to go there, and you're going to keep your forearm tight, your arms tight, your shoulders tight, your abs tight. Go, go, go. Right, left, right, as fast as you can and as hard as you can. What this does is bring in wonderful cardio, but also mixed resistance training into the workout. So let's go, people. Let's punch it up. Okay? Now, this you do for as quickly as possible. You know, tight core, light knees, and then what you then do is you do this for 30 seconds, brother.
Okay?
Next one, you are back onto the floor into a push-up position. And now you're going to be doing something called mountain climber twist. So from the push-up position, with your tummy tight, you're going to take your left knee to your right elbow. So basically your left knee goes across your body to your right elbow, bring it back, and then your right knee goes to your left elbow. And you're going to continue to alternate that as quickly as possible. What that works is it works your lower back, it works your side love handles, works your core, but also gives you a wonderful cardio and strength workout, okay?
Okay.
Keep on going, 30 seconds of those.
All right.
Huff and puff, brother, huff and puff. Yeah. All right? From there, the next one, up you come, all right? into standing up, and you're now going to do sprinting on the spot with high knees for 30 seconds. Very basic, very simple, but brings in a high explosive exercise in the middle towards the end of the workout. Go, go, go. High knees, light feet, pump those arms as fast as you can. All right? Once you've done that for 30 seconds, brother, the last exercise for today is going back onto your tummy into the push-up position again. And you're going to be doing something known as plank jacks. So normally when you do a jumping jack or a star jump, you're standing upright and the feet go open and close at the same time.
Right.
With a push-up position and your knees and your back straight, you're doing the same foot position whereby you're opening your feet and then closing your feet. Opening your feet, closing your feet in the push-up position as quickly as possible for 30 seconds. All right, go, go, go. Open, close. In that push-up position, the shoulders are going to take strain and stress. Upper back, core is going to work, and wonderful cardio for the legs. You repeat this entire sequence, brother, three more times, because there's more cardio than strength in this, and you've had an amazing fat-burning and muscle-toning workout.
Whew, that was a good one, eh? I'm not going to lie. It was nice.
Alhamdulillah, my brother. Glad you enjoyed.
Alhamdulillah. Now, yesterday, Ronald, someone sent a question through. I can't seem to find it at this very moment, but it was along the lines...
Water and heat, my brother.
That's it. What's a sort of drinks... should we be having? She said that she's feeling drained nowadays.
Yeah. Now remember, brother, when you look at the summer months, I mean, especially with the hot weather we've been having, the reality is most people don't drink enough water. And you can look at a variety of drinks, from those isotonic energy drinks to your fizzy drinks or juices and iced teas, etc. The reality is this, is that drinking the wrong things or nothing at all, and also eating the wrong foods, which are high in sodium and fat, can also lead to dehydration. And it will make you feel lethargic, etc. So water is the number one thing for us to drink. Not only important for our health, but it's also a sunnah. Now, water doesn't just quench your thirst. It's critical for keeping your energy levels up to that sister. It's important in keeping the body healthy. When your body lacks the proper amounts of some metabolic processes, it will be affected. So it will lead to fatigue and headache. So what you need to do is remember that the digestive system is your internal plumbing. And when your plumbing is literally backed up, you do feel bloated and sluggish. Water is like lubrication for your internal organs. It helps move the toxins out of the body, flushes the toxins through your digestive system and your urinary tract. So eating a diet rich in fruits, veggies is one of the best ways to naturally detox. They also have natural antioxidants and free radical toxins. It helps, you know, it helps neutralize these free radical toxins rather. And drinking lots of water also helps you flush it out and allows you to have more energy. So that's just out there, fresh fruits, fresh veggies and water.
All right, wonderful stuff. Before I let you go, Ronald, also, there was something we were conversing on Twitter about, you know, peanut butter before sleep. They're saying it's a, you know, these guys that always change the facts. They're basically saying now that a tablespoon of peanut butter before you go to bed is good for, you know, burning calories while you sleep. But doesn't that sort of give you more energy now? How are you going to fall off to sleep? What are your thoughts on this peanut butter teaspoon before going to sleep?
You know, what you look at this is peanut butter and teaspoon. Remember, when you go to sleep, you're basically fasting the body for a long period of time, a couple of hours because you're sleeping, but also your body processes slow down, so it's kind of okay. What will happen with having some peanut butter at that point is it's got essential fats, but also it's very high in protein. So what it will then do is allow your body to break that down gradually over time while you're sleeping. So your body's got something to break down. So rather than shifting to muscle, it shifts into having that. So what it will do is this is make sure that you prevent binge eating. You know, you might wake up in the middle of the night and want to have a snack and raid the fridge. You know, it prevents those kinds of issues happening. That's the biggest thing when it comes to prevention of weight gain while you sleep. But remember, brother, like I said to you, how big is a teaspoon for many people? It's not a ladle or a soup spoon, and it's not to be put onto bread with peanut butter jam and everything else that goes with it. So just be very careful and watch it in moderation, inshallah.
Inshallah. I'm just going to tell Muhammad Bilal that the egg spoon is not the one that he can be using for that peanut butter. Should be in moderation. Jazakallah khair for your time this afternoon, Ronald. Inshallah, we pick it up tomorrow. Have a good day.
Inshallah, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ronald there with the Verbal Fitness Sessions on Radio Islam International. When we come back from this break, it's our first meeting up with Life Coach Sumia Kavadia for 2017, and we are discussing how to you know, clean out your emotional inner landscape. Stay tuned. Bilal enjoying the middle or half-time nasheed that we have. And it's time to welcome Life Coach Sumaya Kubadia to this program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi, Ijaz. How are you doing in this new year?
Alhamdulillah, doing well. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very well.
Alhamdulillah. Now, yesterday we were discussing with Janine Shemos about, you know, New Year's resolutions and why people shouldn't, you know, leave a time, or it shouldn't be time defined when to make changes in your life. But today we're going to be discussing something along those lines in terms of, you know, making some changes and, you know, you're going to be focusing on emotional inner landscape. So we have to get it started off, right? What's the one aspect we need to change before we can manifest anything externally?
Well, Ijaz, you know, the simple answer to that is our internal emotional landscape, right?
Okay.
That's basically what we need to get a hold on first. That's what we need to pay attention to and clean up first before we can even think of manifesting anything or creating anything externally. And what I mean by this is that, you know, the one thing, like we, you know, we sort of touching on this, that the one thing that's essential to change anything, you know, it has to be done from the inside, that emotional landscape. Because what we don't realize is that emotional plaque builds up inside of us. And this has devastating, you know, and very far-reaching effects. It affects our health, you know, it affects us financially, our ability to manifest, our ability to even realize our purpose in life. And sometimes what happens is we pay so little attention to this part, you know, of our life, our entire emotional landscape. We're more interested in the external, in everything that we can see, in everything that we can feel and touch and hear. You know, everything on the outside. As long as I'm seeing, I'm setting a goal, I'm achieving these little steps that I'm doing, you know, on a daily basis, we're okay with that. But what happens when all you can do is you set your goal for 2017, which a lot of people do. At the beginning of a new year, everybody feels it's time to set new goals. And, you know, the reason I think why people tend to do this, you know, one of the reasons is it's just sort of like a recommitment to themselves.
Hmm.
But unfortunately, that recommitment doesn't last long.
Yep,
you know, it happens to us as well. It happens to so many people. Here we've set goals for maybe losing weight or gaining weight. You know, a month later, imagine now, you know, you have stress that's coming up. Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's work-related. Or it could be a combination of everything that lands you up in a place that is stressful. And for example, if you've got this bad habit of emotional eating, what do then? You go towards the emotional eating, and your next habit is maybe I'm blaming everything. So I'm blaming my spouse, I'm blaming my child, I'm blaming my work, I'm blaming everything else that's going on that's creating the stress. And for me, putting on weight, and there my goal for, you know, for losing weight is completely out the window.
Mm.
But instead, if we go inside and see what is going on in that internal landscape, what do I need to clean up here? What do I need to focus on here? We have a much better chance of then manifesting the goals and the intentions and the visions that we set, you know, from year to year, or from day to day, or from month to month, moment to moment. That's basically what that whole, you know, internal emotional landscape cleaning up is all about.
Indeed, you're listening to the Power Half Hour On Radio Islam International, we're chatting to life coach Samia Kavadia, and we're discussing how to clean out your emotional inner landscape. And we've asked people to send through what are their thoughts and how they, you know, clean out this cupboard. And Sister Mumtaz saying, the most important thing I have learned is that you have to learn to let go.
Mm-hmm. And then, very, very true.
Sister Zakira saying as well, I've learned that I need to put myself first. My health, emotional, mental and physical are important. Now that my children are older, I can make myself a priority.
Alhamdulillah. You know, that is very good, because obviously we can see that, you know, these listeners are already doing the work every single day to clean up the emotional space, the emotional landscape that aligns them more to their heart and their mind. And then automatically, whatever you're putting out as an intention or as a goal, you're actually manifesting that so much more easily, and you're sticking with it.
Yep, indeed. And listeners, if you want to interact with us, we've got still about 9 minutes or so to do so. You can SMS 48855. You can WhatsApp 072-786-1548 or Twitter at EJAZ_K. I think the lines are open as well. 011-854-1548 is the number you can call in if you have any questions for Sumaya. Sumaya, I have a question for you. Why is it that we give so little or no importance at all to our emotional health?
Well, Ijaz, you know, we've been conditioned to put ourselves last. Mm. We sort of believe that me taking care of my emotional health is not going to sort of make me richer. It's not going to make me thinner. It's not going to help me find my purpose. So what's the sense of all of this, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And specifically as women, we conditioned in that way to put ourselves last, to put everybody else first, right?
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of guilt and shame attached if we take care of ourselves first, before we tend to the needs of others, you know, before we tend to the needs of our spouses or our children or our extended families or whoever else we're taking care of. And we believe that it's selfish to take care of yourself. But you know what's the irony? That if you're not refueling and taking care of yourself on a daily basis, then what do you really have to give to others?
Mm.
Yes, you know, you may be doing a whole lot. But in that doing, are you dishing out a sense of obligation that's tinged with resentment? You know, is it tinged with, I'm always doing for you, but when I need you, you're never there? You know, we hear people sort of coming up with these things.
Yes.
And we're controlling in our giving. You know, this is something that I find a lot with people. You know, where I will give up my time and energy, but I am in control. I want to be in charge. Right? And when I cannot be in charge of what I'm giving to you, then I resent you. That's basically what we're doing, right?
Mm.
So I'm here to tell you that it's basically what we're doing in that giving, it's not really pure. It's not out of that goodness and generosity where you're really giving to somebody. And again, the reason goes back to our emotional landscape. You know, we basically conditioned again to believe if I take care of my own internal well-being, of my own self-care, that I am selfish. So cleaning up that internal landscape and knowing that self-care is not selfish. Self-care makes you more generous. It makes you more compassionate, because now you have so much more to give when you really are giving. And you're no longer sitting only in that doing state, but you're more in a being state.
Indeed. I see another message from a listener. This is Hasina saying, you learn to clean out your inner emotional self by learning to forgive yourself. We all live with ideals of what our life should be like and the direction we should be heading in. Often we find this is not the case. We fail at relationships, our jobs are less than satisfactory, our family dynamics tend to take bumpy roads, all of which ultimately weighs down on us emotionally. The only way to emotionally cleanse ourselves and lighten the load is through forgiveness and acceptance. We need to identify and accept all the things which weigh us down and forgive ourselves for our lack of ability to maintain our lives on the standard we have set for ourselves.
That is so true, Ijaz, you know, because the one thing is that almost always when a person is in emotional crisis, you know, it's always got to do with that internal landscape. Yes, it may appear to be that you lost your job. It may appear to be that, you know what, you got divorced. It may appear to be that, you know what, you had a fallout with your friend or whatever else. The form that appears, you know, doesn't really matter. What's going on inside of you on an internal level, that's what you need to address. And, you know, it's time that people really understood that before I set any of my goals, before I set any of my intentions, let me set and commit to this, that I'm going to take care of myself internally, of my emotional well-being, and I'm going to do whatever it takes. You know, the thing is that, yes, when we're sick physically, we know we need to go to the doctor and we need to heal ourselves. And we will pay any amount of money to go ahead and do that. But when it comes to our emotional well-being, Ijaz, sad to say that people are not willing to invest any kind of financial investment in their own emotional well-being, knowing that your emotional well-being is so tied to your physical health as well.
100%. Now, Samuel, what starts to happen when we work on our inner landscape? What starts to happen?
You know, that's the most amazing thing, Ijaz. We become more aligned in our heart and our mind. You know, we tend to step into our feelings easily, yet we're not overwhelmed by it. You know, sometimes there's so much happening, and on a day-to-day basis, you know, we have this emotional roller coaster that we're going through. There's so many feelings that we're feeling, you know. Everything that happens to us, every challenge that comes our way, brings on a different set of feelings. And sometimes we get so caught up in that feeling space that we're not even really connected to how the other person is feeling. We're not really connected to how our spouse is feeling, to how our kids are feeling, because we're drowning in our own feeling. That's basically what's happening. So when we start cleaning up this landscape, we can be in our own feeling state, yet we can connect to the other person on their feeling state. So it's almost like this heart-to-heart connection. That's basically what happens. Another thing is that we become more resilient to challenge, to everyday challenge, knowing that Allah is with us every step of the way, every breath that we take. So it's the resiliency that starts building inside of us. And, you know, another thing is that we sort of notice that we're doing less, we're being more in that, you know, in that being state, that state of being pure and being authentic and being sincere and authentically expressing yourself all the time. So, you know, externally, if we want to stick to any of our intentions, if we want to see any of our goals manifest, then we have to, you know, start cleaning up that inside. It's no point we make these declarations and make these promises every single year, you know, year in, year out. We make these declarations. We say these things that this is what I'm going to achieve. And 1 or 2 months down the line, we're feeling, you know, we're feeling sort of like I'm not enough. We're feeling disappointed in ourselves because we didn't achieve what we set out to achieve. And simply because inside, you're not taking care of the inside, how can you even manifest anything on the outside?
So, Mel, this reminds me of, like, you know, when your cupboard looks cluttered and full of stuff, and then you decide, you know what, I had enough now, and you start clearing out the space. And what happens is you start feeling a bit better, seeing there's some order. And also, what happens is, it usually happens is that once you clear out enough and you've given away to charity and now you have space in your cupboard, you'll find out all of a sudden you'll get more stuff, you know. So you're Absolutely. Making way for new and better things. Is that the same way how it works inside of our being?
Yes, we could use the same analogy, Ijaz. You know, for example, imagine now there's somebody who's really, really sensitive. So the moment somebody says something, they really take it personally. Right? Inside of them, there's probably a whole lot that's sitting there that needs cleaning up. Probably it's from, you know, them feeling rejected. Probably it's from them feeling not being heard, not being seen, not feeling good enough, worthy enough, valuable enough. And once they start going inside and cleaning up and seeing where these patterns are coming from, they realize that that was my past. You're not living in that past. The past is only relevant as much as it shows you the patterns in the moment, in the now. And then what you do is you deal with that. Like I'm saying, at times it becomes very difficult to deal with it on your own. So commit to going and working with somebody. You know, set aside some time. Invest in your emotional well-being. Because that ultimately is what's going to change you and change things on the outside.
100%. I see a message from Sister Feriel. She says, understanding what you can and can't control, followed by acceptance of forces beyond you. A lot of negative feelings are attached to the unreasonable expectations we develop because we are not open and accepting. For me, acknowledging negative emotions, then resetting to a positive mindset and attitude also helps.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is, you know, how we talk about where we step into our feelings. You know, feel those feelings that you're feeling. Mm. And once you feel them without resisting them, they absolutely go away and you can do and feel something else that is more positive. Ijaz, the thing is, you know, this takes a lot of dedication, a lot of determination. It's hard work, day to day, moment to moment. But commit to this if you want to see any kind of change externally.
100%. Jazakallah khair, Sumaya, for those insights. We really appreciate your time, and we look forward to this year in learning more stuff from you and educating us on being better yous out there. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
And that's it for the Power Half Hour for today. We'll be back, inshallah, tomorrow once again, and look forward to some, you know, exciting times ahead. You're listening to Radio Islam International, and from myself, Ijaz Khan and Muhammad Bilal, for today, it's Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.